cracking the code on how you can optimize, personalize, and monetize your app marketing and mobile growth efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence, hosted by Peggy Ann Saltz. Peggy, a top 30 mobile marketing influencer, 9-time author, and content strategist, brings you her pick of tech, trends, guests, and cool stuff to help you drive growth and create deep connections with your customers. Now, prepare to get motivated and activated with our host.
Hey, hello, and welcome to Mobile Presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove, where I plan, produce, and promote content that allows my clients to reach performance goals and scale growth. And growth is what it's all about here at Mobile Presence. You know, we've had shows looking at how experts scale their apps and audience. We've looked at vendors talking about how they can enable growth. We've looked at interesting campaigns about how you can grow your audience. But, you know, the elephant in the room, in a way, is over and over again, mobile ad fraud. And we've had some shows about that, and I encourage you to go back and listen in. But, you know, we don't really talk about it as what you need to notice, what kind of attitude do you need to have, and what's evolving out there. So we're going to cover a little bit of all of the above with my guest today, Gary Danks. He is co-founder and managing director of Machine. Gary, great to have you here at Mobile Presence. How are you doing today?
I'm very well. Thank you for having us, Peggy. Having us back. This is the second time.
Yes, absolutely. I was going to say, you know, you should be doing well because pretty soon, I don't know the date, you can tell me, you'd know it as co-founder of your company, but you are looking at just over a year or just coming up to your year anniversary at Machine. How's it going over there?
Yeah, it's a year next week, actually. So that's when we officially launched the product. It took about 2 years two and a bit years to build it, and of course it's always being built. So, but yeah, next week sort of is our 1 year milestone.
That is amazing, and you know, I have to say, full disclosure, I can say anything I want because I'm an analyst and I write about the space and I watch all the companies, and you know, you have timing. You know, you're in the industry now a year, and that's exactly when we start to really talk about fraud as types of fraud, you know, and not just bundled all together with that famous number. What is it from the AMA? What is it, 50 billion overall in ad fraud overall? Yeah. So we have that scary, scary number, but you're looking at, you know, app fraud in the app, you know, install fraud. Is that what your focus is now at Machine as well? Or have you changed that in the last year in any way or deepened it?
Yeah, well, I suppose you could say that we've deepened it. So we specifically specialize in detecting fraudulent app installs, which are generated from ad networks. So that includes everything from the self-attributing platforms, Google, Facebook, and so on, all the way through the long tail of independent ad networks. And so when an advertiser buys user acquisition or buys installs from those ad networks, our technology in real time tells them whether that install is coming from a human in the right location or it's not, and whether they should pay for it or not, in a nutshell. What we have done since in the last year is deepened that sort of analysis. So we do look at more in-app behavior as well, where we see more sophisticated fraud, which sort of verges really on sort of financial fraud at that point. So people hacking into an SDK and, for example, playing real money games with fake money but being paid out in real cash, really. So.
I mean, when you say that, that's just like, you know, that's so frightening. It just sounds so espionage, so James Bond, so, you know, so the feeling that there is nothing that you can do except sort of watch this money trickle out. But of course, there are things that people can do. There are things that people can watch, and that's what you're going to share. I'm just curious at a high level, is this the type of fraud that is perpetrated by bots? Because you said human and non-human, or is it people, or is it a mix?
Yeah, it's a mix. Yeah. So our technology looks for thousands and thousands of different signals, which together tell, which means that we can categorize the type of fraud that it is, and it means that we can give the supply chain the evidence back to say this is fraud and here are the reasons why. So we have corroborating evidence. But those thousands and thousands of signals can be summarized into four key signals, really. So that is the install coming from a bot or a human? Mm-hmm. The location of the install, is it good or bad? The publisher from where the install has come, and also the in-app events. And they're the four sort of key categories that we look for.
I mean, we'll dive into more detail. That's what the whole show is about. But jumping off from that point, and it's an interesting, almost philosophical discussion. You know, what are the sure signs of a human being? We could go there, but you know, there must be something that humans do differently from bots. For example, one thing I'm always hearing out there, sort of just the layman's discussion, is you know, if something clicks on an ad and downloads an app very quickly. Very likely it's not a human because we take a little bit longer to think it through. So that was, you know, one sign of that. But then I thought again the other day when I reinstalled an app that had crashed on me, I thought, oh, I guess I just looked like a bot for somebody because I went straight out, you know, got the app, downloaded it, no questions asked. So that is background, Gary. You're the expert. What are the signs of a human being?
Yeah, those signs that you've just mentioned are definitely part of what we look for. We wouldn't really be looking for signs on a human tends to dwell a bit more within an app store before they hit the download. What we're looking for in that instance is impossible download time. So the click happens, and within 2 or 3 seconds, the install has happened. Also,
it's okay, impossible. Yeah.
That happens. So and anything sort of under, you know, the industry rule really is sort of anything under 30 seconds. But then we don't really play by rules either. So we very much use deterministic methodology. So we are much more, the analogy that we use is that we provide a sort of a much more detailed analysis. It's the difference between our service is the difference between using a scalpel to do a job rather than a hammer. A hammer, you're going to get probably the result that you need, but there'd be a lot of collateral damage. And the scalpel is going to get a much cleaner execution of removing the fraud. Actually, we have a very good blog piece which our CTO wrote recently, which is the difference between deterministic and probabilistic methods. I'm nowhere near qualified enough to go into much more detail really on that subject.
Well, I will note that because one, I'm going to check it out. This is really an interesting topic for the year. I mean, it's obviously a hot topic. I've written articles, you know, what are the trends in 2019? Well, guess what? One of them is understanding ad fraud, you know, not just detecting it, but preventing it and understanding it and deep diving into it, which is what you're doing. I won't keep you maybe on the question of what is human, what isn't, but it would really interest me is what type of a company or what type of a category would be most interested in watching this? This isn't just games. This is a lot of categories. What are you seeing?
Yeah, I mean, as in which verticals are affected the most.
Yeah, and which ones are maybe coming to you as clients as well?
Well, it's definitely games, and the reason for that is because they spend the most amount on user acquisition marketing. Mm-hmm. So, in summary, who should be looking at this is anyone spending budget on user acquisition. But in that category, the biggest players, the biggest vertical is gaming. Second to that is kind of a subcategory of gaming, which is gambling. So sports betting and casino and so on. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of those companies coming to us. But we also have retail and travel clients also. You know, it really just comes down to user acquisition budgets, really. If you're spending money in user acquisition, you are going to be affected by install fraud.
Just curious, as a wrap-up question before we go to break, is there a certain budget level that a mobile marketer listening in would have to be at for this to be, you know, worth the effort? Because I'm noticing a change in attitude. You know, a lot of companies are thinking more about attribution and thinking more about what happens, you know, beyond just setting up the campaign, a lot more than was before. So people are thinking about, okay, how do I really measure results, and how do I really know what's happening around my app inside and after the install? Is there a certain level where it's worthwhile and a certain level where it might be too small?
If you're spending, we get asked this type of question a lot from advertisers, from clients, and the sort of headline is no, that there isn't any budget too small. What we would say is, if again, without probably repeating myself, if you're spending money in the market mm-hmm. by installs, then you should be protected in some form or another. If you're not protected, you will probably be buying almost 100% install fraud. That doesn't mean that if you're on Google and Facebook, you would be in a more safe environment. But when you outgrow just those two platforms, and you need to start using a wider breadth of supply partner, then you need to be protected.
Mm-hmm. So that's
does that answer your question?
Absolutely. And that's really important, because I think people think, oh, well, how much money? No, if you're doing UA, as you said, you know, doing UA, you're looking beyond Facebook and Google, which is what's happening, which is why programmatic is exploding, then you need to listen in, which is great, because we do have to go to break right now, Gary. But listeners, don't go away. As you see, this is relevant to what you do and how you work, how you do your job. So we will be back with some questions around in-app fraud, but also looking into some interesting numbers and your attitude towards this as well. So don't go away. We'll be right back after the break.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Ready to do a podcast for your business? Make that podcast elevate to enterprise level. Let WebmasterRadio.fm expedite and execute your podcast to build your brand and broaden your customer base. WebmasterRadio.fm has worked with the world's biggest tech brands, Google, Yahoo, and Bing, and have worked with fast-growing brands like ShipStation and GoDaddy. Now it's your turn. Contact BRASCO at WMR.fm and rush your enterprise-level podcast into production at a very reasonable rate. Email BRASCO at WMR.fm.
You are now tuned in to the world's largest online radio podcast network for internet marketers looking to dominate the B2B marketplace.
WebmasterRadio.fm.
WebmasterRadio.fm is home to some of the most respected authorities in all aspects of internet marketing, from SEO to affiliate marketing to social media, e-commerce, mobile marketing, and so much more. Our hosts travel to all stretches of the world and speak to the impact players that are affecting our industry. On air, on demand, and available on every mobile device that you can imagine. This is WebmasterRadio.fm.
WebmasterRadio.fm.
We're everywhere.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
Supercharging your mobile growth efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here is your host, Peggy Ann Saltz.
And we are are back to Mobile Presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove. And our guest today is Gary Danks, co-founder and managing director at Machine. And Gary, right before the break, we were talking about app install fraud, you know, a little bit about what marketers need to know, because of course they are, if you're doing UA, you have to listen in, you have to pay attention. That's very clear. Now you over at Machine have a number of good blogs, excellent reports about the damage. You know, what is it costing us? What is going on here? What's your latest take on this? What's the data telling you?
Well, it hasn't changed much since
probably worse or no, I'm just kidding.
To tell the truth, it's something that we're very conscious of, which is scaring the entire market all of the time. It's quite easy to scare the market, but that doesn't really do anyone any favors.
No, you have to be productive. It's like this is what it is. But we're going to talk in a moment how some positive things are happening. But you know, just give me an idea of a little bit of the size and scope. We don't want to frighten people, but we want to be realistic and say, you know, this. Of all the fraud types we're hearing out there is significant, you know, pay attention.
So, I mean, just to give you some context, we analyze over approximately about 12 million app installs every month. And it's still the majority are fraudulent. Mm-hmm. So that's a global figure. So it's, we're not sort of region exclusive. And neither is fraud, may I add as well, because a lot of people do also think, well, you know, I don't have a campaign running in Asia or Russia, so I'll be safe. That certainly isn't the case. So over 50% is fraudulent.
Mm-hmm. And as we, you know, as we said, it's all about when you look beyond, you know, and you look for growth opportunities, obviously in other networks. Now, other networks are being a bit, I think, a bit cooler about this. I mean, there was a time when it was like, you know, who me? And you'd get interesting emails. I have a lot of friends in UA and they would share some emails with me like, you know, oh, this can't happen. And oh, you need to prove it. And it was just this, it was like root canal work to get to the bottom of what's going on. What's it like now? Are people, you know, the attitudes and the openness to discussing this and addressing this, has that changed?
Yeah, it definitely has, for the better, obviously. So on the supply side, the ad networks, we're actually working very closely with quite a few now to supply them the data that they need to rid their own networks of fraudulent players. Mm-hmm. And therefore, when we first launched, that definitely wasn't the case. You know, we were kind of new kids on the block and probably being a bit disruptive, certainly being disruptive to their revenue. And now, you know, over time, they've become comfortable with what we're doing, our methodology. And, you know, that's good for us as well, because it's a form of validation from the market as well. So we're working with some particularly large ad networks to help them rid their SDK networks, so their exclusive inventory, but also anything they do off network as well, of bad players.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just curious. Do you disclose that? Do we know which ones? Because then, of course, we know that they have fighting fraud top of mind. That's always a plus. Do you talk about that?
Yeah, I'm not in a position really to say who they are.
Okay, but we know they're big, so that's very positive, yeah. Because, you know, that's what mobile app marketers are going to be working with, are these primarily the names that we know. What about the app marketer? The app marketer who thinks that, you know, this was obviously, you know, an install is a KPI that they strive toward. It's really hard to say, oh, that KPI we hit, we maybe didn't hit it, we don't know. And they might want to, some tell me, you know, it's best to keep it from the department heads. I don't know how that's working out. Are they addressing it? Are they being proactive? Is this a discussion point? Maybe coming to you for even some advice or some consulting about what to do, how to tool up the team to deal with
it? Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, it's definitely one of our, it's our biggest challenge, yeah, because we have a product which conflicts with everything that they used to know, and so the different attitudes that we come up against are very varied, And it doesn't matter really who, you know, what seniority you're dealing with, or what position in the market they are. It can be completely random. You know, and it comes down to without sort of putting my foot in my mouth too much, but it does, you know, to answer your question quickly, the attitudes are getting better towards it, and that's because of awareness, and I like to think we've had a part to play in that. A year ago, everyone looked at us like we were mad when we were telling them the figures that we were seeing and the reasons that we were identifying fraud and so on. The biggest type of fraud that we see is still attribution fraud, and that's the hardest one for a UA marketeer or team to get their head around. Now, the problem that we've uncovered in the market over the last few months, and certainly the first year that we've been in market, is that a lot of companies, the UA team will work in silo, so they will have their own return on investment budget targets to hit, and the marketing department will have their own return on investment budgets to hit. Mm-hmm. And the marketing department will typically be responsible for the organic installs that happen, driven through above the line media, TV, radio, whatever that company is doing. Maybe some search and maybe some social in there as well. The UA team are specifically targeted on paid for installs off ad networks.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is that the majority of, potentially the majority of what they're buying is attribution theft. Attribution theft steals organic attribution, which means that they're stealing from their own team. If you remove attribution theft from UA, from the UA team, you remove them hitting their targets. Mm-hmm. And it essentially what's happening is that companies that work in that way are creating their own blind spot to fraud, and they're not creating any kind of motivation to get rid of it.
That is frightening and fascinating at the same time, because it's a problem, and if you close your eyes to it, it's just going to get worse until it gets to a certain proportion that you know, it's like something that's it's time has come. There's no holding it back. What are you doing, or what can you do, or what can the market do or must do to make awareness, to educate around this? Because it's going, you know, if it goes wrong, I've been in the industry for a while. I'm assuming you have too, Gary. We've seen a lot of, you know, .com problems, you know, when investors lose all faith and it all sort of explodes. So, I mean, this is not out of the question that some sort of outcome could happen where, you know, Andrew Chen's his predictions come true, which is something we all don't want. We want the market to do well. So is there something, or have you seen positive signs that we're addressing this the way we should?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the attitude and the appetite to get rid of fraud is getting better without doubt. Mm-hmm. But it still needs to accelerate much quicker than it is. In the example that I just gave you, we have worked with companies where they used to have that model, two different teams, marketing team, user acquisition team, both working to two different ROI targets. They've now merged those, and that makes a massive difference. So therefore, you've got one team trying to hit the ROI marketing budget, and that means that there's a very strong and positive attitude to getting rid of fraud from there, because essentially if you get rid of fraud from your user acquisition budgets, your ROI increases on an order of magnitude, because the amount that you save, the results will still be the same. You know, different companies are taking different measures to make their teams aware of it. Different processes are being put in place, and so on. So, but as I say, it's still quite a slow moving shift in the market.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's quite different to what's happening here at Mobile Presence because time actually goes quickly here. We do have to go to break, Gary, but I'm excited to hear more about the issues, the solutions, and also maybe a deep dive into a couple of areas around AI and machine learning, because that's, of course, at the core of machine, obviously. And maybe there's something you can share there as well. As you can see, listeners, tons of reasons to stay exactly where you are. So don't go away. We'll be right back after the break.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Celebrating the best in online advertising, the Web Marketing Association presents the 2018 Internet Advertising Competition Awards. Submit your banner ads, email ads, rich media, online newsletters, websites, and social media campaigns now by going to www.iacaward.org. Deadline for entries is January 31st, 2019. All winners will have their entry highlighted on the Internet Advertising Competition website, as well as receive a handsome trophy to display or a personalized certificate of achievement. Be honored among your online advertising peers by submitting your entry into the Web Marketing Association's 2018 Internet Advertising Competition Awards. Go to www.iacaward.org now.
There are over 70 million active podcast listeners in the U.S. Webmasterradio.fm reaches them all with the largest global distribution of any online business-to-business podcast network. We can target and place your message in front of those active listeners immediately. Now, your message can be delivered with less commitment and investment on over 20 hours of weekly original content hosted by the most respected names in digital marketing. Thanks to an exclusive private offer available for a very limited number of companies. But you must act fast. Email brasco@wmr.fm and get your message delivered now.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Supercharging your mobile growth efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here is your host, Peggy Ann Saltz.
And we're back. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove. And we have, of course, Gary Danks, co-founder and managing director at Machine. And Gary, we're talking about, you know, what's going on in the awareness around app install fraud. I'm wondering if the trend to AI that I'm hearing so much about and all of the excitement around machine learning, marketing automation, you know, giving over some of the tasks, giving them back to the machine, is that helpful to you at Machine? You know, how is this impacting perhaps awareness and attitude? If we're excited about AI, we might equally be very interested in listening to what you have to say, but also doing something about it, I guess, is the question.
Yeah, sure. I mean, AI is, of course, very exciting for everyone. We do use a small amount of it. AI is definitely not a silver bullet for fraud, because AI by its very nature is a probabilistic method. So it's looking for false positives and false negatives rather than hard evidence. So machine really works on a deterministic basis, mm-hmm. which is piecing together multiple black and white pieces of evidence, which basically an advertiser or a supplier can use to dispute with their supply chain. It comes back to what I was saying earlier with being the difference between a sort of hammer and a scalpel approach. So AI definitely has its purposes. Of course, it can make things a lot more automated. So the difference that we see from a year ago, one of the big problems that fraud detection used to have, it was a very manual overhead on companies, and almost not worth doing. Because of the resource needed to dispute the fraud and the amount that was being missed and so on. Whereas now with AI and machine learning, things are much more automated. So our system, and I'm sure everyone else's, are very, very automated systems now, doing all of the heavy lifting, doing all of the dispute work, and taking care of business.
Speaking of business, I mean, how exactly would an app marketer integrate and use machine? I'm just trying to understand sort of like where in that growth stack, you know, in that tech stack you actually fit. There might even be like a new term for the type of company you are, because it's not quite attribution and it's definitely not MarTech. What is it? Where do you fit? How would they work with you?
Yeah, I suppose it's, you know, when we go and see marketeers, you know, ad fraud's fairly well known now, and we're a very small part of that that sits under that ad fraud umbrella. And any marketing team that's doing desktop advertising will be using a service like Moat or IAS or Double Verify for their programmatic buy-in, brand safety, viewable impressions, those sort of things. See machine as that for your app install campaigns. We just verify the app that you're about to pay for. So we should be seen as a partner in that context.
I sort of like the strap line we've come up with here, Gary. You know, we call you Moat for mobile.
yeah.
There you go. That's something. You know, with that in mind and all the excitement around programmatic, I'd like, you know, and it's still relatively early in the year. We have a lot of surprises, I'm sure, that, you know, we'll say 2019 did that. But, you know, I'm watching things like just recently we were talking to SoundCloud talking about, you know, programmatic audio and you know, and ads on top of audio and programmatic explosion. Given that there's so much interest in using the other ad networks and the other ways to reach and engage audiences, what do you see ahead for maybe the course of programmatic and maybe the impact on what you do and have to offer as a result? Because obviously it is exploding.
Yeah, we have a programmatic product. So that's being tested at the moment. So a lot of our clients use a blend of ad networks and programmatic partners, or they have programmatic in-house themselves. The fraud that we detect when using ad networks, it quite often steals the performance from the programmatic part of that campaign. So by using machine, it protects that programmatic piece. We've also now got products for programmatic also, so helping that part of the buy-in strategy.
So you have that. We agree that it's a big year ahead for programmatic, and also hopefully for you also at machine. You know, I hope to have you back again, Gary. I enjoy it. But in the meantime, how can our listeners keep up to date with you? I mean, you have the blog, so I'm going to share that in the show notes. Really worthwhile thought leadership you share there. I think I've seen some pieces over at AdExchanger and Mobile Marketing Magazine, but overall, how can they stay in touch with you and up to date with what you're up to?
Yeah, exactly. So on the website, we have lots and lots of content. Hopefully people find that useful. You can sign up to our newsletter and so on. We do a few different events throughout the year. They will be posted onto the website to make people aware of where we are. And of course, they can always just get in touch directly with us if they feel they have the need for our services.
Excellent. So we'll have those in the show notes. Of course, you said a few events. So where might we be seeing you next, by the way, Gary?
We're doing App Promotion Summit in London.
Okay, cool. That's in April. I'll be there. So we'll see each other there. Excellent. Looking forward to that. Thanks so much for taking the time. And listeners, if you want to keep up with me throughout the week or find out more about how you can be a guest or sponsor on Mobile Presence, then you can email me, Peggy@MobileGroove. MobileGroove.com is, of course, where you can find my portfolio of content marketing and app marketing services. And that, my friends, is a wrap of yet another episode of Mobile Presence. You can check out this and all earlier episodes of our show by going to webmasterradio.fm, or you can find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. So until next time, remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. We'll see you soon.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.